您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Recently, Dali University announces that it will turn some of its dorms into a youth hostel during the summer holiday. This triggered heated debate online. The university is located in picturesque Dali town of Yunnan province and has already started receiving reservations for the upcoming summer break. 大理大学摇身一变变成了青旅，该消息日前已经报道受到了广泛的关注。有网友对于大量游客入住校园对于校园安全保障提出了质疑。So, do you think it is appropriate?
I think this is a very interesting approach on, I suppose, using the idle resources that, could be put into better use during summer vacation when students are not around. Why not just turn the dormitories to hostels and earn a little bit of extra revenue? I think this is what the university has in mind.
This is a superb idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, it's already done in other cities. If any of our listeners ever go to London, you're going to be paying out maybe 1,500 or 2,000 yuan per night for a hotel in London, or stay in the dorm of the London School of Economics, you know, for 40 quid a night. They're already doing it.
Really? Huh, it's an option already.
I agree. My dormitory room was turned into a hotel, I suppose, during the summer vacation.
But my main concern here is that our students on board seem like LASH,
London
School of Economics, yes.
He Yang, you don't seem to be on board with it. You know, you sound pretty unhappy about it. But what do the students of Dali University think?
Well, I think there's a difference because, first of all, are the Dali University students being informed that they're going to be strangers staying in your dormitory during summer vacation? Where would you store all your stuff? And also, how are the equipment going to be maintained? And those questions need to be answered before, you know, implementing a plan like this. I think because these, like, very practical, perceivable problems were, you know,solved beforehand in LSE, so it didn't really, you know, so it was sort of a success, I suppose.
Well, it's not just the London School of Economics that does it. I stayed in this kind of accommodation in Edinburgh when I went to the Edinburgh Festival, much cheaper than staying in a hotel. You know, many people don't know that you can do it. And also, if you're an alumnus, an old student, you can stay in your own university free.Which is very convenient sometimes, if you don't want to spend any money, or sometimes maybe you pay a little bit towards the cleaning costs. What you said is very important. What will happen to the students' possessions, for example? I imagine that they're put in a locker safely stored away for the whole summer. But secondly, to put it bluntly, it's nothing to do with the students, and their opinion is irrelevant because during the summer they don't live there. You know, the deal with the university is that the students have the accommodation during term time. What the university does with their own accommodation in their own buildings at times outside term time is entirely up to the university.
So that's the thing. I don't know whether the Dali University have made the deal clear to people. So by the sound of it, some students seem to have assumed that they still have the right of usage of these rooms during vacation, that there's a clash of interest. So it's really important to establish clearly what this deal is about, and also make sure that safety and possession issues are being, you know, avoided.
What they could do is at the end of a course, when someone's left, you know, and the dorm will be empty for the whole summer because the new students won't arrive until the following academic semester, then that would be a much easier situation to deal with.
Right. Also, Vivian here says, I think the hostel in college campus is a smart way to make money, but the question is, who gets the money? Will it be used to improve school facilities or go to a few people's own pockets? Also, how to make sure the safety of the travelers and those students who choose to stay at school? I think that's a good question. People are concerned about the safety of, say, students, but safety of travelers is also,
the university is responsible for the safety of students, so equally it will be responsible for the safety of other visitors during the summer.
Yeah, and make sure that nobody steals anybody else's property, you know, if they kind of live in a thing.
As in, they would make a deposit and the inventory would be checked, I assume, when they arrive and when they leave.